Before we get started with the show, I wanted to talk to you about joinallofus.org. Hispanics are the largest ethnic minorities in the United States of America, up to 18% of the population. However, we are underrepresented in research studies, only 10%. This gap means researchers know less about our health. Hispanics deserve to be represented in studies so we can know more about our health and be as healthy as possible. As our population grows, so should our participation. Create a better future by participating. Just visit joinallofus.org/highly relevant. Hi, everyone. My name is Jack Rico, and welcome to episode 152 of the Highly Relevant Podcast, a show about how Latinx pop culture is reshaping mainstream entertainment. On this week's episode,
I feel like American reggaeton is more like artists that are from like the States. They have a harder time like crossing over to Latin America.
That is Cristian Herrera and producer 2Deep. They're the co-founders of Gasolina Records, who joined me today to discuss American reggaeton, a new musical movement by American Latino reggaeton artists who want to break into the Latino market. But how is their new record label going to do this? Their answer? In the next few minutes. But before I talk with the guys, it's time I give you my weekly review of what's happening in Latinx pop culture in a segment I like to call Jacked In. Let's begin with the top movie, TV, and music news of the week. Salma Hayek's movie The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard is number one at the box office. Andy Garcia, Gloria Estefan, Adria Arjona, and Diego Boneta have been cast in the Latino remake of Father and the Bride. Actor Danny Trejo has a new memoir out called My Life of Crime, Redemption, and Hollywood. Anthony Ramos is currently on set filming Transformers with Puerto Rican director Angel Manuel Soto. Actress Gina Torres has joined the cast of the Netflix romantic comedy The Perfect Find, starring Gabrielle Union. Pedro Pascal interviews Ewan McGregor for Variety's Actors and Actors, and MTV returns to the Barclays Center for the 2021 VMAs. And in tech and social media news, TikTok star Nathan Apodaca is launching his own alcoholic cranberry drink. Spotify acquires podcast discovery specialists, Pods. Facebook will allow podcasts to integrate into your newsfeed beginning this week. Apple now has hi-fi audio called Spatial Audio on iPhone 12s. Instagram Reels now has ads. Google Workspace is now free for everybody. And Pakistani-American Lena Khan is now the new FCC chairman. I think by now all of us know that reggaeton is the most popular music genre for Latinos, which is why it's interesting to see how the reggaeton industry isn't very welcoming to US-born reggaetoneros. This is why Cristian Herrera and producer 2Deep have taken their popular Los Angeles Gasolina warehouse parties and spun off a record label to support US-born reggaetoneros who want to succeed with Latin American audiences. As I understand it, Live Nation, they decided that in LA, they were going to create a live event series. And this live event series is called Gasolina. This community, this weekly community of event series based around reggaeton in Los Angeles, got so popular that you guys decided that you were going to create a record label based on the popularity of this live event series. And you decided to call it Gasolina Records. Is that it? Did I recap this properly, or am I missing something here?
All right, so Gasolina started off as like a warehouse party.
That's Luis, aka 2Deep, the man behind the music.
It started off like almost 3 years ago, and it was at the time where like there was really no reggaeton like events. You had to wear like a button up shirt.
It was corporate.
Yeah, or else you couldn't get into the club, like certain things. It was kind of like a house party. And then there was a DJ named Dave Nada, and he had all these house records, but he was playing for a reggaeton crowd. And he was like, damn, what am I going to do? Like, I'm going to change up the whole vibe right now. So basically what he did was just slow down the song. And it kind of sounded like reggaeton at the same tempo.
So how did you get involved in this? Live Nation reached out to you?
One of our partners, his name is Sal.
This is Cristian Herrera, the promoter of Gasolina and the man behind the parties.
He's an industry veteran. He reached out to Luis and he basically, you know, like told us like, hey, you know, like let's do this, let's partner up, let's do these things. And he's the one that kind of like got us more organized, got us doing more bigger parties, put structure into it. And then through that, then since we were doing these parties in essentially Live Nation venues here in Los Angeles, we figured out a way to kind of package up the party, be able to put like, you know, a style guide together. Like, this is what it should look like. This is what it should sound like. These are the types of people that should be playing. And we were able to partner up with Live Nation and have them be able to have this same party that we're doing in Los Angeles across the country in just about every Live Nation venue.
Got it. Okay. So Live Nation reaches out to Luis and says, yo, man, let's do a couple of parties. Let's blow this up and let's start in LA. I want you to help me out here. He brings you in, Christian. You're like, okay, let's create this collective called Gasolina. But let's not just do LA. Let's conquer America. Let's conquer America. And the way we're going to do that is by just throwing the best parties possible.
You know, one thing about Gasolina is, you know, we really pride ourselves in just being able to bring a lot of people together, tons of different people from different backgrounds. I think 2020 was a tough year for everybody, but I feel like we were able to stay relevant through, you know, live streams. And here in LA, where we're based out of, you know, we were able to still kind of like do things like, you know, we would have like dinner parties, technically, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you know, you can go to dinner at an outside venue and sit at the table with your party or your friends and things of that sort. We were able to still kind of like do that similar style.
And like a social distancing dinner party.
Social distancing dinner party with like a DJ, you know?
So that's cool. It's like the drive-in movies. Had these big movie theaters outside and everybody could hang out. And maybe there was a performance from a guy like, you know, 100 feet away doing stand-up comedy or doing something, but you're safely in your car and you don't feel in danger in any way. So you were recreating the same thing, but for music and food.
Exactly. And that's kind of how we were able to, you know, keep going, keep gathering people, keep, you know, a positive outlook on everything that was going on. And just staying relevant as well.
Before we continue our interview with Gasolina Records, Hispanic culture is pop culture. We're leaving our mark everywhere from music to food to fashion. One place where we need to make an impact is scientific research. All of us wants to include our voices in research so we have a better idea of how unique we are genetically and to see if we're prone to other diseases. Did you know individuals of Puerto Rican descent are roughly twice as likely to develop diabetes as someone with South American heritage? Join the revolution by participating in All of Us. Visit joinallofus.org/highlyrelevant. Now back to our interview. Okay, so then all of a sudden you notice in the third event that these events are taking off. Sal's looking at this and going, yo, this is great. Christian is going, dude, we packed the house. Luis is going, dude, they love my music. This is great. All three of you are exhilarated. And someone says, no sé quién fue, pero alguien dijo, let's do a record label. Whose idea was it to do Gasolina Records?
I think it was just a collective thing, you know, because Luis is a producer and has always been a producer since the beginning. So at the same time, all this is going on, he's making beats. He's like, at the same time, he's like giving his beats to these artists and the artists are putting out these songs and they're doing well. Sometime during these past three years, I was able to, get a job with this big DJ. His name's Steve Aoki. I help run his Latin label.
How did you get that gig, man?
It was really like myself and Sal had this friend. His name was Brian. Who's been working with Steve for like 15 years. And they were like, hey, like, we're going to start a Latin label. So we're at that point, we were like, hey, like, we should call it Gasolina Records. And it was going to be in partnership with Steve and his label called Dimmock. And then for one thing or for another, you know, it didn't work out, you know, upon, you know, leaving like our meetings, like they were just like, hey, would you mind like still working with us on this project? And I was kind of like,
I don't want to betray my boy Sal.
Yeah. And, you know, we really just felt like it would be a good learning experience for me to be able to then come and then do this, what we're doing now, which is Gasolina Records.
Yeah, te entiendo. Okay, so then you then are still working with Aoki. Sal's like, yo, I want to start doing these Gasolina Records. Luis, what do you think about the music? Luis is like, yo, that's pretty dope. I can, you know, work on that and make it even pop more. So then we get the first single, Aquí. All of a sudden, Mimosas now comes out. And one of the things that in the press release that really intrigued me, and it's the reason I'm talking to you guys today, it's because there was a usage of something called American reggaeton. Reggaeton is inherently Latino. Panama, Puerto Rico. And we know that Puerto Rico isn't really the United States of America. It's really a colonized country. The United States culture, that aesthetic, isn't really American in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's Boricua, Latino, Indígena, Europeo. I want you to elaborate and describe American reggaeton versus reggaeton.
I feel like American reggaeton is more, even not American reggaeton, it's just more just like artists that are from like the States, you know? They have a harder time like crossing over to Latin America. Like if you see like New York, like the Latin trap, that whole scene when it came out, it did what it did, but then Bad Bunny came and like all those artists, they kind of came and then they kind of faded away, like the artists from New York.
So give me sort of like a timeline history of this.
There has always been a music scene in the United States for what Latin music is now, whether it's reggaeton, trap, Guaracha, house, like Latin stuff, right? There's always been a music scene, but for whatever reason it is, they're not able to cross over into Latin America. United States is not the masses when it comes to Latin music, right? It's Colombia, Argentina, Puerto Rico, you know, Dominican Republic, like they're the ones that are making the music, but people from Puerto Rico like champion Bad Bunny because he's from Puerto Rico. People from the Dominican Republic champion El Alfa because he's straight from, you know, he grew up there. And it's what I'm saying is American artists have a harder time breaking in, you know, too deep, who's Ecuadorian and Colombian. Like it's going to be a lot harder for him to break in Colombia and Ecuadorian because the people there feel like, oh, well, he wasn't raised here, you know?
This idea that when you're a Latino in Colombia, tú eres colombiano, pero cuando tú eres un Latino nacido de padres colombianos en Estados Unidos, tú no eres colombiano, tú eres americano, americano colombiano, and you're more American than you are Colombian.
Right.
But what about the dudes that are born here that don't get the level of love that the people born in their native countries doing their own native music get? So how do we break that? And that's where you guys come in.
Exactly. And I'm not going to say like, we're not going to say like, hey, we're the only ones doing this. You know, like obviously there's like, I feel like the biggest person, is like Becky G.
Fuego.
You know, Becky G's from Los Angeles. There's been a lot of people. We're not going to sit here and be like, hey, like we're the pioneers, you know, but we feel like with the tools that we have and Gasolina Party being such a prominent party in the country, we feel like we have an ability to make an impact on that specific kind of topic. which is, you know, being American Latinos trying to break into the Latino market.
How does the reggaeton community that is very Latino feel about what you guys are doing?
I think they're pretty good. Like, we've gotten like I've spoken to like Playero, DJ Playero, DJ Blast, like OGs in the reggaeton game, and they kind of see like the vision that like we all want to push, and they're supportive. So like I feel comfortable like that, like somebody like of that stature in the reggaeton game, like saying, all right, I salute you and I see what you guys are doing. Like that's what means more to me, you know?
What is the future project? Give me the sort of like the 2-3 year plan for Gasolina Records.
Our, you know, 5-year vision from now is finding more American Latinos, developing them, helping them stay true to the culture, to the music. And you know, I feel like the end game for us is, you know, having someone like us blow up and us being able to, kids here, American Latino kids here in the US, being able to relate to that and be like, oh, like, you know, I can do it now. Here in the US, like, you know, it's very hard. It's very hard for American Latinos to be respected in the music and in the Latin music industry.
Why?
Just because someone at a record label at like Universal Latino, you know, they are going to want to sign someone from Puerto Rico that's doing reggaeton versus someone from LA who's doing reggaeton, just because for them it's just like, oh, this is an easier sell, you know? This is going to be way easier. Not the road is not going to be as bumpy for me. Like, this is just going to be like plug and play, you know, let's do this.
And what about you, Luis?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully just fine. Like he's saying, like, go to like, since we are in these different markets, like in the United States, hopefully we find new artists, like help them take their music to like another level, which is what I kind of pride myself on, is more just like artist development. Like, I don't feel like labels really do that anymore, or like help artists.
By the way, before we leave, how do you feel about the word and the term Latinx?
I'm indifferent about it. Like I understand it.
But would you use it as a marketing term for your brand?
No,
of course. Or are you afraid of the backlash?
No, of course. Of course. No.
You'll use it.
I would use it.
Luis, would you use it?
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's kind of
okay. You guys know that there's a big backlash on it, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So you guys see, okay. I love you guys now because you guys are willing to put up the fight, man.
Yeah.
Thing is, if we leave everything status quo and we don't push back on the things that we believe in,
right?
I don't care, to be quite honest with you. To me, Latino, Latina, Latine, Latinx, whatever. The idea is that we're not a monolith, but we should be. We should be all together because in strength, there is numbers. Yeah. Together, we can do more. And the fact that you don't want to help me out, you don't want to help me out, even though we speak the same language, we're fighting for the same things, which is inequality, economically, educationally, culturally, there's all types of inequalities. Together, we're stronger. Together, we're an army. Together, we can change things. And so Latinx, if that means togetherness and unification, I got no problem with that. And before we wrap up here, 3 Latin tracks you might want to add to your playlist this weekend. Deja, Bomba Estéreo. High Season, Poolside y Buscabulla. Ahora que el murmullo de la gente se ha perdido para siempre, te recuerda la distancia, lo que hubo entre tú y yo. Que te jodan, Nebulosa. Lo que hubo. That's it for episode 152 of the Highly Relevant Podcast. I'd like to thank Cristian Herrera and Too Deep for coming on the show. And if you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review if you feel value in what we do. Also, we have a new podcast about race and pop culture called Brown and Black with Mike Sargent and me. It's available on all podcast platforms. I'm Jack Rico. See you next week on another episode of Highly Relevant.